This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Bruchim habayim. Welcome everyone. We continue in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Maseches Ksubos, Daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, Ha'isha shenaflu la nechasim ad shaloi tesaris. A woman who possessions fell to her before erusin. So now when a woman brings into her marriage properties, these properties are known as nechsei milug, and these properties are owned by her, and the Baal has the rights to the peiros, unless she wants to write it into the ksuba, where the value is fixed, and she takes it out at the time of the dissolvement of the marriage, irrespective of their value, at the time that the marriage is terminated. So the Mishnah says, the Mishnah begins, Ha'isha shenaflu la nechasim, a woman who possessions fall to her, ad shaloi tesaris, before erusin, and then she's nesaris. Moedim beishamay beishol shemecheres v'noisenes v'kayim. If it fell to her before erusin, she could sell it, she could give it, and it's valid, because it came to her before erusin, and now after erusin she's allowed to sell it. Naflu la mishenesarsa, but if it fell to her after erusin. So Beishamay Oimrim Timkar. Beishamay says she's allowed to sell it. Ubeishil Oimrim Loi Timkar. Beishil says she can't sell it. Beishamay says she could sell it while she's in Arusa. After Nesuin, she would not be able to sell it anymore. Beishil says she cannot sell it. However, if she did, if it fell to her before Erusin, if it fell to her after Erusin, then the halachas Beishil says she shouldn't sell it. But if she did, the sale is valid. So again, if it fell to her before erusin, and now she's nesaris, everybody agrees she's allowed to sell it. If it fell to her after erusin, and she did not yet do nesuin, everyone agrees that if she sells it, it's valid. Beis Shammai says she can initially sell it. Beis Hillel says she should not sell it. Amar of Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Amru Chachamim lefnei Ram Gamliel." The Chachamim said to Ram Gamliel, they asked as follows: "Hoil v'zocha be'isha, since you're zoicha in the woman, lo yiska b'nechasim, shouldn't you be zoicha in the nechasim? If you're zoicha in the woman because she's your arusa, shouldn't you be zoicha in the nechasim?" So the question is, therefore, is the question: why does Beis Shammai say you're allowed to sell lecharchila? Or why does even Beis Hillel say b'di'evet, it's a good sale? But the argument the Gemara is using is that you should own the property. So why either does Beis Shammai say you could sell l'charchila? Or why does Beis Hillel even say it's a good sale b'di'evet? The Gemara answers that even though the husband is zoicha in the woman, Amar Lohem, so Ram Gamliel said back to the Chachamim, Al hachadoshim anu boishim, ela sha'atam megalgalim aleinu sayishanim, on the new items, even on nechasim that fell to her after nesuin, we're embarrassed about the din that the Baal could take it away from the lekuchais. Now you're starting up with the old sales. Why she's allowed to sell something that fell to her after nesuin lechatchilo according to Beis Shammai, or why it's good b'di'evet according to Beis Hillel? We don't even understand why she can't sell something after nesuin. After all, it's hers. He just has rights to the peiros. So we don't understand why, if she sells something that fell to her after nesuin, the Baal could be moitzi miyad halakuchais. So certainly, we're not going to have a problem with the fact that she's allowed to sell l'charchil according to Beis Shammai or b'di'evet according to Beis Hillel. The Mishnah continues, Naflu la mishaneses. If the property fell after nesuin, elu ve'elu moedim, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree, she'em machra, if she sells it, v'nasna, and she gives it, she'habal moitzim yana l'kuchais, the husband could take it away from the lekuchais. So after, if it fell to her after Nesuin, everybody agrees that if she sells it and she gives it, the Baal is moitzi miyad halekuchais. Now, ad shaloi nises, v'nises, what if it fell to her before Nesuin and then Nesuin is done? Ram Gamliel Oimer, Ram Gamliel says, im machra v'nosna kayam, if she sells it, it's valid. So now Ram Gamliel is going so far as to say that if it was fell to her before Nesuin and then Nesuin came, Ram Gamliel says, if she sold it and she gave it, it's valid. So that's a big chiddush, that even though Nesuin came, it's still, the sale is still valid. Amar Rabbi Chanina ben Akavia, Rabbi Chanina ben Akavia said, Amar lefnei Ram Gamliel, they said this before in Gamliel. The Chachamim said to Gamliel, Hoyel v'zocha b'isha, if this man is zoicha in the woman after Nesuin, lo yizka b'nechasim, he should not be zoicha b'nechasim. Amar lehem, he said, Alachadoshim anu b'ishim, we're embarrassed, why it's not a good sale? If it fell after Nesuin, and you want to roll upon us newer, older sales, you don't understand why she can't sell it if it fell to her before Nesuin? Reb Shimon Choylek, bein nechasim lenechasim. Reb Shimon distinguishes between different types of properties. Nechasim hayiduin labal leitimkar. Meaning, nechasim that were known to the husband, she can't sell. Nechasim, the husband knew about, she's not a sell. V'machra v'nasna batal. If she sold it and gave it, the sale is batal. She'enon yiduin labal. But if they're not known to the husband, loy timkar, she can't sell it. V'machra v'nasna kayam. But if she sold it or she gave it, the sale it stands. So if the husband knew about it, then it's the sale is nullified. If the husband didn't know about it, the sale is valid. So now the Gemara has a big kasha. Because in the first case, if it fell to her before the erisin, and she was nisares, everybody agrees she could sell a chadchila. If it fell to her after the erisin, Beis Shammai says she could sell it, Beis Hillel says she can't sell it. What's the difference if it fell before or after the erisin? Maishna resha, Deloy pligi. Why in the resha does everyone agree it's a good sale, and you could sell lechachil, and there's no dispute? A maishna sefer de pligi, but in the sefer they argue. Amri debei Rabbiane, it was said in the academy Rabbiane, resha bezuchusa nafla. The resha, it fell to her when she was in her own domain. He had no zchus in her possessions, and all therefore he was zoicha to was her. Seifa, but in the Seifa, b'schusay naflu. It fell to him, it fell to her in his domain. So therefore, there's, Reis Hillel says, she can't sell it. So the Gemara says, in b'schusay naflu, if it fell in his domain, ki machra v'nasa ma'kayim, then why does Reis Hillel say that the sale is good post facto? So the Gemara says, ala reisha vade b'schusay naflu. In the reisha, it definitely fell to her in her own domain. Therefore, she's allowed to sell the charchila. Seifa, in the Seifa, Emar b'schusa, you could make the case, it fell in her domain. You could make the case, well, Nesuin did not happen yet, so it fell to her in her domain. But you could also make the case, it fell to her in his domain. Why? Because Rashi says, Erusin makes suffik Nesuin. Maybe it will come to Nesuin. Maybe not. So therefore, l'charchila loy timkar. L'charchila, you should not sell it, because maybe it fell in his domain. And in Machar, and if you did sell it, v'nasan, he gave it, kayam, it is valid. Okay. So that's the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa. In the Reisha, where it fell before Erisin, it fell in her domain. So therefore, everyone agrees you could sell it. In the Seifa, Beis Hillel says that Erosin makes suffix Nesuin, And therefore, it's a suffix if it fell in her domain or his. If it fell in her, so therefore, lechatchila, she can't sell it. B'diavad, it's a good sale. Okay, we're going to hold it over here. And at least we got daf ayin chesam alf under the belt. And next week, we'll figure out how to do ayin chesam beis. Okay, thank you for joining. Shkoyach. Thanks for... Okay, I want to ask you something. Okay, hatzlacha, kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.